looking forward to it. Obviously now back, haven't done the harvest in 5 years, and that's just brilliant. It's great to be back and getting into the rally seat again. And the fact is in Killy Beggs, I've never ever rallied up here, and you know, it's a memory of a good man, Martin Howley, as well. So, you know, a couple of contributing factors, but it's great to be here. Eh?
When did you get that to get back into the Subaru? When did it cross the mind that, you wanted to come up here to Killy Beggs and have a crack in it?
I don't know. I suppose we have some plans or ambitions, maybe more like at the moment, for to go out next year and do a couple of rounds of the National Championship. So we kind of sat down and had a chat about it, and we thought, well, you know, it's probably best to get some more seat time in the Subaru as opposed to maybe taking a modified car out again. So that's how it's turned to the Subaru again.
Some fantastic stages that the competitors are set to compete in here. You haven't been here before. There's a few guys that's going to be at the front of the field that haven't. It's going to make for an interesting race.
Yeah, it'll be a great race. I'm sure every time you go out in Donegal, no matter it's the Harvest or the International, there's always a great race. I'm looking forward to the rally, Ross, and see how it goes. Just
Gareth Doherty's back on board with you. Gareth, of course, started his rallying career alongside you when you were in the Corolla, and you won your class in the Donegal International. So this is a big step up for him as well. I'm sure he's excited about it.
Ah, Gareth's excited, surely. I haven't seen too much of him now. He's working abroad there. He's due back that weekend of the rally. So, look at Gareth. He's well able to step into a WRC car. I'm not one but concerned about him. He's a good navigator, and we're looking forward to it now.